This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Radio program is to help you extend your health span, help you save money by avoiding expensive care and the risks associated with that care. I invite you to add years to your life, and more importantly, life to your years. I'll help you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to get healthy naturally. So if you have a health-related challenge, some type of a health problem, and you want to call into the program toll-free nationwide, here's the toll-free number to do so. And remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call in now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Oh boy, do we have a great program for you today. Stick around for the entirety of it. We're going to try to squeeze in a lot of health-related information you can use to improve your most precious possession, your health. Getting back to feeling good again. How long has it been for you? And how long have you been struggling? Well, I'll do my very best to help you out. All you need to do is dial into the program and wind me up, and I'll try to knock it out of the park for you in terms of giving you the right answer to your health-related question. 888-553-7262 or 888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. And then over on the website, of course, with all things health-related, news from around the globe that I personally select, plus the podcast library lives over there. So if you ever miss a show or you want to hear it all over again or refer somebody to the program, it's over there on the site at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor there. DrBob.com. All right, we're going to begin this hour with breaking news from the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration finally admitting how dangerous it could be for certain people to get a COVID shot on the same day as getting a flu shot, even though they, the FDA and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, actually promoted people to do just that, telling people that if you want to get shots, flu shots and COVID shots, wouldn't it be convenient if you got it on the same day down at your local drugstore? That's what they promoted. And now they're saying getting the COVID shot and the flu shot jabs may raise the risk of strokes in seasoned citizens, while in children, between the ages of 2 and 5, which I can't even believe someone would consider giving those shots. But again, it's the parents' prerogative there. It also increases their risk of suffering seizures as a result. Here we go. The COVID vaccine may be linked to an increased risk in stroke when given alongside the high-dose flu shots. That's what the health officials are reporting here. A new analysis by the Food and Drug Administration found that the link was clearest but not limited to adults over the age of 85 and only applied to the Pfizer and Moderna bivalent COVID booster shots. The FDA said the risk might stem from the flu vaccine or flu shot alone and be completely unrelated to COVID shots. But they don't know. They're not certain. It is the second analysis, ladies and gentlemen, by health officials to flag a possible association between strokes and seniors after getting the combination of seasonal shots. Meanwhile, a separate analysis by the FDA flagged up a small increase also in the increase of seizures after COVID shots in children between the ages of 2 and 5. Scientists in vaccine safety, these are the experts that evaluate these things, said these studies are well done. So it's not like somebody put a shoddy study together or had some agenda going on when they determined that there is an increased risk of certain cohort groups of people in a certain age bracket, if they get a COVID shot and a flu shot on the same day. And a lot of people have done that. And there are a percentage of people who have had strokes. That's how they spotted this. That's how they spotted it in children having seizures as a result of it. My gosh. Many scientists have credited the body's inflammatory response to these vaccines with creating a domino effect of physiological changes leading to stroke and possibly seizures. Now, you're saying to yourself, okay, so this doesn't apply to me. I'm not 85 years and older. I'm not 2 to 5 years of age. Well, look, if it's possible to have a stroke at any age, whether it's 85 or a seizure at any age, 2 to 5 for children, and there's a certain percentage of risk there, does it mean you're, like, not at risk if you're, like, a perfectly healthy male between the ages of 18 and 30? My goodness, haven't you heard about the myocarditis cases happening to males who receive the COVID shots? Inflammation of the heart that can lead to cardiac arrest of all these elite athletes around the country. Jamie Foxx, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So don't believe you're out of the crosshairs of the potential risk of this happening simply because they didn't include your age bracket. There may be a percentage of risk. This just, you know, pile this onto a large pile of risks that you already know that these shots have generated. Now, again, I am not here to dissuade anyone. If you choose to get any kind of a vaccine or shot, I'm here to report the news. And then from there, you can make a decision, a more informed decision. And whatever decision you make, whether it's to get a shot, whether it's a flu shot or a COVID shot or whatever shot you want to get, that's your business. And I support that. But what happens to so many people as they go into these places, these pharmacies, their doctor's offices, hospitals, and other places they inject people with these experimental vaccines, i.e. the COVID shots, COVID-19 shots, and or flu shots, not realizing there's an ever inherent risk to it. Now, of course, there's always a benefit-risk package one has to consider, but when things like this come out and the FDA is finally admitting that having these COVID shots and flu shots, which they at one time recommended on the same day, as did the FDA or the CDC, and there's a risk, that ought to get your attention. And then you should then reevaluate it. And you may not hear this in the vaccine center where you're going to get the two shots together. They may say, what? I've not heard about that. They're safe. I do it. I inject people all day long. Well, that's fine. And it's never a problem until it comes to the person who suffers the adverse response to these shots. And we know flu shots and COVID shots, they just don't work to begin with, even though they were originally, you were told what? What were you told? You remember this. If you get the shot, the COVID shot, you won't. The promise was that it would be safe and effective and sold to the public to avoid getting infected. But yet we see people who get COVID shots get 1, 2, 3, 4 infections, including the president of the United States and all of his minions. And you're also told, if you recall, if you get the shot, you won't be able to spread it to other people. You were also told being hospitalized and dying, that won't happen. That's not true. None of these things are true. They got it all wrong. But again, truth will eventually rise to the surface if you wait long enough, hopefully. All right, we're going to move on after this. Wanted you to know about this important breaking news. Alice in Oregon, you're going to be coming up next on the phone. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. We have got so many important, interesting topics to discuss with you today. I'm going to encourage you to stick around for the entirety of the program, all the way to the end. And if you do, you're going to hear some fascinating information that you may not know about that could benefit you on a go-forward basis with your health. For example, the real reason you crave dessert after eating dinner. So many people find themselves craving something sweet within an hour or two or immediately after having dinner. I mean, a bowl of ice cream, a piece of pie, some chocolate, and they just find it impossible to resist those cravings. They cave into it, and they know that packing on the sugar, the extra fat, and the calories, and the additives, and the high fructose corn syrup, and all the stuff that comes with those sugary sweet desserts after eating dinner can be linked to an increased risk of gaining weight and obesity and all kinds of other conditions, diabetes and increased stroke, all kinds of things. If you'll stick around later in the program, I'm going to tell you how to extricate yourself from it. I'm going to tell you what actually causes that. There's a reason for that. A reason why your self-control mechanism goes out the door after dinner when those cravings kick in. And I mean, you're doing a beeline over to the freezer or the kitchen counter or wherever those goods are located so that you can wolf it down right before going to bed. And then we wonder why we have an obese society. It's amazing. And we all do it at some point in our lives. Let's face it. The flesh is weak when it comes to sugar. I'm a recovering sugaraholic myself, so I totally understand the issue there. We're also going to be talking about how to improve your vision by starting to pound down your gullet with these little round fruits, which I'm going to describe. Big study out of the National University of Singapore found that consuming a specific fruit for helping improve your eye health or your vision health. So simple, but yet so effective, so easy, and so important. We've got that. We've got this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week, the Product Recall. We've got the Health Mystery and a very special guest next hour to introduce you to, especially if you're trying to get away from pesticides. They're everywhere. I read an article just this week about how fast foods, I don't care which fast food you choose, Mickey D's, Taco Smell, it doesn't matter. They all contain 100% of the samples of those fast foods. 100% of the samples have glyphosate in them. That's Roundup. That's a weed killer. That's a pesticide. That is a potentially cancer-causing agent. And we are going to get into how you can extricate yourself from that exposure the next time you're floating through the grocery store down the produce aisle and they're teasing you by these every once in a while showing you some organic fruits and vegetables that you can buy, and the rest of the stuff is just inundated with pesticides that you're going to feed to yourself unknowingly and your family and creating potential burdens of toxicity later on in life. A special guest will be with us. He actually is a doctor, a pharmacist, who has discovered how to solve that problem and at the same exact time save you some major dinero, major money, controlling your own food supply. It's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to this. He's the first-time guest on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. That's coming up next hour. Don't miss it. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls and questions. And if you want to join us today, whether you want to comment on a health-related issue or you have a health problem that you need help with, I am here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. Maybe there's a friend or a loved one that's struggling. They're not listening to the show, and you want to bring the information back to them. That's fine. That would be fantastic. Our phone number into the program, taking general health-related questions or health-related comments, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55, Dr. Bob on your touch-tone phone, or 888-553-7262. Here we go to the phones. First up, as promised, is Alice. She's calling in from the state of Oregon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Alice. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob.
Hello there.
My son, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
My son was exposed to burn pits of the military. Mm-hmm. And every morning when he gets up, he's coughs out. I mean, he keeps coughing and coughing. He wants, feels like he wants to cough out his lungs. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what can be done about that.
Okay. Well, a cough is a reflex. It's a reflex that we have to protect ourselves. Without it, oh, it'd be a big problem. So coughing is not a problem unless it goes on and on and on. So we got to find out why he's coughing. I mean, a cough can be caused by many different things. Now, he's obviously been exposed to and has irritated something, and that whatever that exposure was, it has generated some type of infection, a low-grade chronic simmering inflammatory process, either in his nasal cavity and or his lung tissue. And the body is trying to correct it by kicking it out with a constant contraction or a reflex called cough, but it doesn't go away, which tells me that the problem is still there, and it could be anything. And, you know, if he were here, was on the phone with me right now, I'd say, well, is it a dry cough? Is it a wet cough? These things mean different things, but they all point to the possibility that there may be like a postnasal drip scenario with a sinus infection. It could be related to some type of allergen that's setting it off, or maybe it's a bronchitis or some type of GERD. It can even be gastroesophageal reflux disease, acid reflux, that's now exacerbating an existing weakness. What we have to do is we have to start with some basic things, like almost like home remedies, like start to drink plenty of water through the day so that he becomes hydrated. A lot of people who have coughs, especially unproductive coughs, they're dehydrated. And we need to get them drinking about half of their body weight in ounces of water per day, throughout the day. And maybe just a little bit of water right before they go to bed, and have some pure water next to the nightstand so that he's able to drink at night. And that would be good. The other thing that we've found really good results with is using a type of garlic, which is an aged garlic extract called kyolic, K-Y-O-L-I-C, garlic. It's in liquid form. And what we do is we have the person take like 1 to 2 ounces of that right before they go to bed at night. Garlic is like a natural antibiotic. All right, it really helps to clear these and kill these microorganisms that are responsible for respiratory infections that lead to coughing. He can also use, and I'm a big fan of this, these hot teas that help to rid the body of mucus. Mucinex, by the way, the drug is a poison. It is just the most ridiculous drug, yet they sell walls of it in the health food or in the drug stores. Ginger tea works really well. Oregano tea works really well. These are potent teas that are that really help to get strip the mucus off and kill the microorganisms that are in the tract of that area. Vitamin C deficiency is almost universal in people who are coughing because they burn up their vitamin C to try to deal with the infection, so he needs more of that. Zinc lozenges are fantastic as an over-the-counter remedy in fighting symptoms of cough, ongoing cough. We know that zinc can reduce the duration and the severity of cough-related colds and flus. You know, there's just so many things that can be done. We just need to get, even just taking, like, if you were to take 1 to 2 tablespoons of raw Manuka honey a day, or maybe 1 tablespoon before he goes to bed at night with some hot tea, try that. Use some salves, some natural salves with eucalyptus or a lavender on his chest at night. I mean, there's so much to do. I'm glad you called on his behalf, though, and I thank you for that.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you be another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
You happen to be tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we thank you for that. Now, one last recommendation for Alice with respect to her son, who's having intense coughing spells in the middle of the night, as there's an irritation that's ongoing there that has not been solved, and she called into the show to try to help him out. And that's a great thing, and if you want to do the same thing, you can. Whether it's about yourself or somebody in your life that's having a health-related challenge, I'm here for you. I'm here for them. The toll-free number into the show, general health-related questions or health comments, toll-free number nationwide, call now, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55. And then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. Don't forget also the website. That's different. You have to spell out the word doctor there, drbob.com. All the things like LinkedIn, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, all there at the site. Now, last thing, Alice, before I forget here. There is a nasal spray that we recommend to people who have coughing issues because if it's chronic, it could be a chronic infestation of either a fungal or mold-related infection in his sinuses. And the minute he lays down at night, he can't clear it because it accumulates in the upper bronchi areas as it's dripping down the throat and it's an irritant. So go to the health food store or any drug store for that matter and pick up something called Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And clear is spelled with an X. X-L-E-A-R. Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. It has a whole bunch of different natural biocidal agents in it, along with xylitol. That's the X in their name, xylitol. It's a delivery system, and that has worked really well. These are the same people, by the way, that make the clear nasal spray that I brag about here on the show with the Spry Dental Defense System, where you want to make sure that your toothpaste, your mouthwash, your gum, your mints are rich in a special and a preferred delicious sweetener called xylitol. We know that taking care of your teeth may lead to so many benefits with respect to your health, from better brain health, and that's according to a recent study that showed a link between poor oral health, poor dental health, and brain shrinkage. It's true. In an area of the brain called the hippocampus, a structure of the brain that plays a major role in memory and learning. So not doing a good job in your oral cavity, meaning taking care of business like the bugs and the germs and the acids that are secreted by these Streptococcus mutans germs that come from eating or being exposed to in your oral cavity to any carbohydrate whatsoever, that's their preferred food. Well, all of a sudden, if you present your toothpaste or mouth rinse that's rich in xylitol, they're going to think it's a sugar. They're going to think it's a sweetener that they can actually respond to and eat and metabolize. They can't. They actually die and leave. Plus, this Spry Dental Defense System that includes the toothpaste and the mouthwash provides an anti-adherence property, which allows things not to stick in your mouth. Therefore, the germs don't get a chance to get a foothold. And that's a good thing. So if your current toothpaste or mouthwash or mouth rinse, gum, mints, are not in this delicious, preferred, healthy sweetener called xylitol, you can just about bet that there is on the horizon an increased risk of tooth decay, gingivitis, and periodontal disease. You can stop that cold like we do here in the Dr. Bob Martin family. Next time you go to the store, ask for Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste, mouth rinse, gum mints that are rich in that all-important ingredient, xylitol. By now you're probably wondering, okay, so I'm convinced, Dr. Bob, where do I get the Spry Dental Defense System? Well, you get it in finer stores everywhere, CVS, Pharmacy, Rite Aid, Target, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, all natural grocer stores nationwide. You can also learn more about this and find out more information on xylitol and the fine products, the clear nasal sprays and the Spry Dental Defense System over at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, the website clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. And again, Alice, thank you for calling on his behalf. I put into action some of the things that I mentioned and see if we can get him sleeping through the night and not suffering with this intense coughing in the middle of the night. But it's problematic. And, of course, if you've got any questions, he should see his current primary care provider, which I assume he already has. It's not working. That's why you're calling into the show. Most people do that. It just makes sense, and I'm an advocate of that, and I'm happy to field these kinds of questions should someone else have trouble in that regard. So here's the number again, toll-free nationwide, taking health-related questions or health comments, that's fine, on this phone line into the studio here, 888-553-7262, 888-553-7262. 55, Dr. Bob, 1-888-553-7262. Do you guys remember at the height of the pandemic that we were told that if you get a COVID shot, well, all the lies, you know, if you won't get the infection, yes, we know that was a lie. You won't spread it to others, yes, that was a lie. And they also told you that, well, okay, so you might get, eventually they admitted, well, you might get the infection. A lot of people do who get the COVID shots. They still get COVID. what's the use, even though they lied to you about 94% effective, to sell you on it, and then you got real excited about it and said, okay, I'm going to be very stealthy. I'll be like Teflon-coated, won't get the COVID. Not so much. But now here's the latest. Neither COVID shots or flu shots reduced the risk of hospitalization. That was their fallback. The fallback was, okay, so, yeah, you might get it, you might spread it to others, but you won't go to the hospital. Guess what? Another medical lie exposed. Another FDA lie exposed. Another CDC lie exposed. Another Dr. Fauci misrepresentation lie exposed. Now, how do I know that? Well, I know that because I am holding the latest Federal Veterans Administration, VA, published a study recently that aimed to show the benefits of getting those COVID shots and seasonal flu shots. The only problem is that the paper that they published accidentally showed the exact opposite. That when you get these shots, you don't reduce your risk of hospitalization. I will explain. Stand by. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
To the this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. Stick around because later on in the show, I'm going to tell you how many steps to take each day in your life to reduce your risk of early death. It's true. Regular walking has many benefits, such as improvements in the heart and circulatory systems, better blood glucose, blood sugar levels, weight control, normalization of your blood pressure, reduction of anxiety, even depression. Research out of the University of Granada has provided the very first scientific proof for the number of steps you should take per day to significantly reduce your risk of checking out of this place prematurely. You'll learn how many steps, that's the magic amount of steps, the recipe, if you will, to strive for each day to live longer so that you can enjoy your life longer and those that love you can have you around as long as possible. We've got that coming up on the show today. All right, back to this Veterans Administration scenario. Do you guys remember when COVID shots were promised to be safe and effective, 94% effective? They told you that if you got one, you wouldn't get it. If you got one, you wouldn't spread it to others. If you got one, you wouldn't be hospitalized or dying. All lies. That doesn't mean every single person, but that's what they implied. And if you were deceived into getting a COVID shot, tricked or duped or sucker punched into getting one for all the wrong reasons and now realize conventional medicine was wrong from the very beginning, don't feel bad because you're not alone. The Veterans Administration, the VA, published a recent study admitting, even though they tried to show the benefits of these shots, instead of helping, however, to reduce one's risk of hospitalizations, flu shots and COVID shots have, I want to repeat, no positive effect at all. No positive effect at all. The paper was published in none other than the Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA. That's what they found. The study looked at the risk of death in Veterans Administration patients hospitalized for COVID versus the flu between October 1st, 2022 and March 2nd, 2023. The average age of those looked at in the two groups were between the ages of 70 and 73, respectively. The group that is a higher risk of dying and or getting these COVID infections, right? Well, between October 2022 and January 2023, all the enrolled study participants had been admitted to the hospital with either COVID or the flu, but not both. The study intentionally excluded patients who tested positive for both infections, though many of the individuals who were enrolled had taken both COVID and flu shots. Because, you know, to be in the Veterans Administration, you are badgered to get every possible shot vaccine there is, or else you're not compliant, and then they hammer on you psychologically. So they are very compliant, our veterans are. And that's their choice. Now, this study looked at hospitalization rates and death rates between the two groups. What the researchers found is that there was no statistical difference in death benefit between those two who receive one or two doses of the shots, COVID shots, versus those who are unvaccinated, don't get the shots, and there's very few of them, but they found them, though the paper did not specifically point this out. This is a big deal, folks, and that is something that Steve Kirsch has pointed out on his Substack. If you were vaccinated with the primary series versus unvaccinated, we're talking about COVID here, they found no statistical significant death benefit. Didn't find it. To this very day, there is still not a single study published that looks at unvaccinated outcomes from January 2020 compared to vaccinated outcomes today. They don't want to look at that because they know what they're going to find. They're going to find exactly what I'm talking about right here. the benefits and the risks just don't balance out, even though that's what you were pitched on in order to convince you, dupe you, sucker you into getting something that was sold to you hook, line, and sinker by the pharmaceutical companies who were spending buku bucks to roll that out. As for this study, did not point out, nor did it track, it is a randomly selected group of people between January 2020, before COVID, and even an official pandemic had been done using a time series analysis. It would have shown how the vaccinated performed compared to the unvaccinated in terms of death. Of course, they're not going to do that because they know probably how the outcome is going to be. They never seem to want to do these kinds of studies for certain reasons. This investigative journalist, Steve Hirsch, points out on his Substack. It's amazing. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to Kirsch, Substack.com. And excuse me, that's spelled K-I-R-S-C-H, Substack.com. Also, that what went into this is the JAMA, J-A-M-A, Network.com, and also NewsTarget.com were sources for the information that I just spoke about. So neither flu shots reduce hospitalization or COVID shots, and unfortunately they got caught in admitting it without even admitting it. We'll be right back.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
I'm unstoppable.
Welcome back in our final segment of this hour, but stick around. Next hour, we've got a whole lot of really interesting information to share with you. Plus, we're going to have a pharmacist, doctor, new guest on the program to talk about a subject I think every single person should hear and learn more about in order to take control of their own health. This is going to be amazing coming out of a pharmacist. It's unusual to begin with. It'll blow your mind. That's next hour, so don't go anywhere. All right, now, let's return. Let's see if we can get squeeze one more phone call in before the end of the hour. Here is Nellie calling in from the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Nellie. We just have a couple of minutes left. I want to try to help you as much as I can. So go right ahead, please.
I have bright red itchy skin on my face, an arm, and neck.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been there?
A week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, these skin rashes and these various things that show up can be caused by so many different things. So what we think of is, okay, well, did you get into something that you didn't otherwise have before this rash began? For example, could you have started a new medication, or did you take some different type of over-the-counter or prescription drug just prior to the onset of the skin on the face, the arm, and the neck becoming itchy like this? Did you start a new cosmetic or some type of a cream or lotion that you put, or a soap that you may have used on your clothing or your towels that you take a shower with and you wipe off, and that got on you and irritated you? Maybe this is caused by some type of a food intolerance, something that you ate that created a histamine reaction, pruritus, or something that set this into motion. And it's really hard, Nellie, as you can well imagine, really hard to nail this down at this point in time what it was. So what you have to do is just try to neutralize it. How do you neutralize it? Well, you go and you get this liquid stuff called zinc pyrithione, and you spray it on those areas. It'll calm it down. The zinc is very healing to the skin. Zinc pyrithione. You spray it on. You can look at it in a health food store. Do a Google search. Aloe vera. Put some aloe vera gel. Lily of the desert is a great one. Lily of the desert, aloe vera gel to calm it down until it passes. Also, the fastest way to get rid of these rashes and these itchy things we don't know where they're coming from is fasting. Like maybe a lemon water fast for a day or two. Clean the system out. Neutralize the problem. And then keep track of everything you eat or drink that may exacerbate it and remove it from your diet. Hot baths, by the way, work with oatmeal in them as well. Hope that helps out, Nellie. Hope you feel well soon. Stay with us. I'm the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay with us.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.